Slava Otcu i Sinu i Svjatomu Duhu, i njine i prisno, i vo vjeki vjekov. Amin. Jedinorodni Sine i Sloven Boži, ve smerten si, izvoli bi spasenija našego radi. Poplotiti svijat od svijatija Bogo rodici i Hristo djevi, djevi Mariji, nepreručno počelo vječi visjat, razpisa že Hriste Bože, smrti usme popravi, jedin si, svjatija Trojici sproslavljaje mi, Otcu i Svjatomu Duhu, spasi, spasi, spasi nas.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The second Sunday after Pentecost, Matthew 4:18-23. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him, going on from there. He saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. To be a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ is a voluntary decision. Individuals are not forced to say yes to the Lord Jesus Christ. Individuals follow Christ freely to satisfy the hunger of the soul. The inner longing for completeness and authentic nourishment of the soul leads a person to Christ and keeps a person in Christ. A person can fruitlessly travel many roads in search of meaning and peace. The Lord Jesus Christ provides the perfect peace. Christ gives full and complete meaning to each person. Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Christ's death on the cross reveals his love for each person. Christ's death on the cross reveals his willingness to sacrifice for each person. Christ's resurrection reveals the victory for each person. Believers need never despair. Christ's triumph over death provides enduring hope. Every Sunday the resurrection is celebrated. Every Sunday is the celebration of Pascha. Every Sunday the resurrected Christ is proclaimed throughout the world. Every Sunday the gospel is preached. Each divine liturgy transforms the world. Each divine liturgy sets in motion the celebration of the resurrection. The cumulative impact of divine liturgy celebrated throughout the world is beyond measure. Time and space, life and lives are changed by the celebration of divine liturgy. The saints and martyrs, the angels and archangels, the departed and the living are joined in the divine liturgy. Communicants gather each Sunday around the world to partake of the precious body and blood of Christ. Each communicant is transformed by the precious body and blood. Each communicant is changed, renewed in Christ. Communicants leave the parish church and go into the world. Believers attentive to the Holy Gospel go into the world following divine liturgy. Believers renewed in Christ at each divine liturgy change the homes and communities they enter. Each believer is a missionary for Christ. Each person serious about the Lord Jesus Christ will share that belief. Each person serious about the Lord Jesus Christ will share Christ in daily living, in ethical practices, and expressions of faith. God rewards faith. God acts in ways to confirm faith. God aids and multiplies the works of the faithful. God multiplied the work of the holy apostles. The holy apostles responded to Christ's invitation to follow him. The work of the holy apostles continues to bear fruit until today. Believers today are inspired by the lives of the holy apostles and learn from them. Believers today learn from the writings and examples of faith exhibited by the holy apostles. Husbands and wives learning about Christ through the work of the holy apostles share that learning with each other. Parents filled with the love of Christ inspired by the holy apostles share that love with their children. Children seeing parents partake in the precious body and blood of Christ learn of unity with Christ and love for Christ. Holy confession brings individuals from the depths of despair to the heights of the mountain of God. The sound way to follow Christ is to go regularly to holy confession, to regularly partake of his precious body and blood. Being attentive to the readings of the Epistle and Holy Gospel at each divine liturgy helps a believer to reorient his or her life to follow Christ. Every day decisions must be made to help life in conformity with the way of Christ. Living the Christian life is a constant struggle between temptations and diversions, which lead to death of the soul and corruption of life. The ways of evil present in the world are defeated only when the believer has on the armor of God. The Holy Apostle Paul told the Romans, "Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires." The holy apostles were committed to the Lord Jesus Christ to the degree they left family and home to follow Christ. The holy apostles' commitment to Christ was complete. Contemporary believers are challenged to be completely committed to Christ. Complete commitment to Christ will find many forms of manifestation in the family home, in the parish church, at school or in the workplace, in the neighborhood or in the local community. The Holy Orthodox Church provides the best environment for believers to follow Christ. Nourishment and direction from Christ continually exists in His Holy Church, from the time of the Holy Apostles to the present.
first spirit of people. They also find the road of repentance, just salvation of self harm, and say, Lord, have mercy.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Sermon Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. The St. George Church is part of the Eastern American Diocese. The Austin headquarters is located in Mars, Pennsylvania. Its Grace Bishop Dr. Mitrofan is a diocesan bishop. The St. George Sermon Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.